H-D-A-S-H. Me, Smiley, we more. Because then that music works. Because you make me smile. I make you smile. Hello, welcome to the Dina Jo podcast. I am DJ Dina Jo, your friend, coming to you from colorful Colorado. Thank you so much for joining my show today. Y'all are the best. If you're listening on the download, thank you. And hit that bell and that will see you can join us live sometime. I'm here every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, 7:45 a.m. Did you see the picture of the donut? Not this morning, I have it. Oh, no, I want this one. I have to look them up now. Turn that off before I forget. So today is Wednesday, February 15th. Today in Denver, it's currently 11 degrees. It feels like minus 2. It's snowing. We might get to a high of 12. It's supposed to snow until around 2 a.m. tomorrow. Allow extra traveling time, people. There's over 400 cancellations already at DIA. So call before you go to the airport for sure, especially DIA. I'm trying to get to Instagram to see if I can see your picture. Oh, where is it? It's usually the first thing that, lemon cheesecake donuts. Oh my gosh. I've never seen those before. I would try those for sure. Yum. I've never seen the, they're the little donuts, you know, like you would get in the package, like the Hostess. They're not Hostess at all. I've never heard that brand before, but man, those look really good. Yummy. All right. So the weather today, I will start with, Welland, Ontario. It is 11. It says it's 11 and it feels like 11 at the high of 13. Cloudy until around 2-ish and then it'll be sunny. Oh, he says they're delicious. Yeah, they look like they would taste really super good with coffee. Yummy. Looks really good. All right, so for my friend BP in Elwood, Pennsylvania, it's warming up a little bit. 13, and it feels like 13. You might get to high of 19. Just start off overcast and then sunny. So for Mama Bear, when she comes in, let's see, it's 0. Feels like minus 3 with a high of 4. And they're supposed to have sunny skies today. So, yeah, it's a little cold all over. Even in Dallas, Texas, it's 9. Feels like 8. So they're going to be cold too. I hope you guys had a good day yesterday. I had so much fun with the music show. It was different. I kept wanting to stop the music before it played the whole song. So it was fun being able to play the song in its entirety. And then my Aaron, he's so sweet. He got me a card, and then inside of the card, he wrote me a letter, and then he made me a little Valentine's love ticket. And it was only valid through, February 14th through the 16th, but for an outing with Aaron. And so it was all these ideas, like we can go here and we can go here and we can go here. And so, we ended up going and getting a coffee, and then we went to this used bookstore that we both love. And, I got some new cookbooks to go through. So that was nice. And he got some stuff. So that was fun. It was good to hang out with him and do that. I thought that was very sweet that and thoughtful. Yeah, it is sweet. He was sweet. Yeah, and thoughtful. Yeah, he made this little card. It was really cute. So I was just like, oh, that put a smile on my face. Yeah. So it was fun. We had a good day. So later on today, I will be playing disco music to go along with all of the bell bottoms I've been seeing lately. Bell bottoms are coming back, girls. I haven't seen them for guys, but girls and little girls, because I was looking for stuff for my granddaughter, and it's all bell bottoms. Bell bottoms are coming back. Yep. Who knew? Yeah, they work for people with long legs. I think bell bottoms work for girls with long legs. Ones without them, they just kind of drag along in the dirt and mud, it seems like. But yeah, so bell bottoms are coming back. So I will be playing disco a little later. But right now, I'm going to get into the word of the day. I know it's been like two or three times they've come back. Already. So you just got to keep them, put them in a little thing somewhere and it'll come back for sure. My word of the day today is friend, a person whom one knows, likes, and trusts. A lot different than an acquaintance, a friend. In the end, this is the quote of the day. In the end, we will remember not the words of our enemies, but the silence of our friends. And that is by Martin Luther King Jr. The definition of friend for most of us is someone who we feel connected to and whom there is for us in some way. A friend is often someone that you share a bond with, then you may share some kind of common beliefs or values with. Friends are often a friend and someone you can trust and enjoy being around. Good friendships and good friends can often stand the test of time. These relationships are often made from mutual respect and care for each other's well-being. A sign of a good friend, a friend is there for you. A friend will listen to you. You feel good when you're around them. They are empathetic towards you. They are able to apologize and forgive. So yeah, be a friend, people.
You got a friend in me. When the road looks rough ahead and you're miles
and miles from your voice swamp bed,
you just remember what your past said. Or you got a friend in me. Yeah, you got a friend in me. You got a friend in me.
And you too know that.
You got troubles.
I got them too. There ain't anything I need to do.
We stick together, see it through, cause you got a friend in me. You got a friend in me. Some other folks might be a little bit smarter than I am, big and stronger too, maybe, but none of them will ever love you the way I do. It's me and you, boy, and it's you,
super.
A friendship will never die.
Hi, Rockweiler. I'm just singing, you got a friend in me. Hi, DeGray. You've got a friend in me, too. You guys got a friend in me. You're stuck with me. You're stuck with me like glue. Mm-hmm. No, it won't move. Yeah, you've got a friend in me. It means a lot that you guys are here for me, and I am here for you. Good to see you. I have something I heard this morning that I want to play for you. They do this. It's called Phone Nanigans on this radio program that I listen to in the morning. And this is just too funny. Okay, you guys, I'm going to play it. Hopefully you guys can hear it. Let's see.
Denver's number one for new country, 98.5 KYGO 750.
Ah, it started all over.
And by crazy, you mean freaky. Oh, yeah. You do an old lady voice, I'll believe anything you say.
Flowers, how can I help you?
Good morning. My name is Gloria, and I'm wondering if I could still place a Valentine flower order for today.
Thank you, BP. Can you guys hear it okay?
Ma'am, would you like this delivered, or are you going to pick this up?
Oh, I think delivery. I would really like to surprise him today.
Okay, you call that the best time because we can still get those flowers out to you today. What would you like to order?
That's beautiful. Put together just a beautiful bouquet for my husband. You know, we've been together for 62 years.
Really? And you don't hear that every day.
Oh, I know.
Congratulations.
I know. He just is my whole world. So put something together beautiful for him. And I would like to write a card, if that's okay.
Oh, absolutely. Hold on. Let me
Hi, Julie.
Get my pen here so that, okay, I'm ready. You go ahead.
I'd like the card to say, my dearest Gerald.
Okay.
For 62 years, you've made every day feel like Valentine's Day.
Oh, this is so sweet. I love this. Okay.
I'll never forget the night we met. Within an hour, I was calling you the Titanic because you were hitting it like an iceberg. You fought strong to earn my love when weaker men would have given up.
Wow.
It must have been hard for you knowing that I dated your brother. Your uncle.
Are you sure you want to put this in the card?
Yes, yep, I am sure. And then .. And your father before you.
Oh, my gosh. Okay. All right. So,
I'm not finished yet. Yeah, I'm not finished yet. No, I'm not done.
Oh, my gosh. Okay.
Tonight, I want to celebrate our love the only way you like it. I'll have the champagne chilled. I'll open all the parakeet cages.
Okay.
I'll have frosting on the slip and slide.
Oh, my gosh.
And your back pills. And then I'm just going to close with a poem, if I could.
Oh, you know, this card. All righty. We are...
Yeah, just to wrap it up with my poem here that I wrote for him. It's real quick. It says, roses are red. Violets are great.
Mm.
Tonight, I want you to add the plus one to my 68. Happy Valentine's Day, my patty whacking daddy. Love, Gloria.
Miss Gloria. We. What a unique and very special card.
Thank you. And I just, you know, I took a lot of time in writing that to him, and I want it to be precisely what I said. So if you could do me a favor and just read that back to me.
And are you positive and sure we don't want to cut out a few things, make a few little edits?
No, I think it's perfect just the way it is, just as long as you got down exactly what I said.
Okay, so, all right. My dearest Gerald, for 62 years, you've made every day feel like Valentine's Day. I'll never forget the night we met. Within an hour, I was calling you the Titanic because you were hitting it like an iceberg. You fought strong to earn my love when weak men would have given up. It must have been, and this is the part I'll make sure you want to keep in. It must have been hard for you to know I dated your brother, your uncle, and your father before you.
Uh-huh.
Miss Gloria, oh my gosh. To tonight I want to celebrate our love the only way you like. I have the champagne chilled. I'll open all the parakeet cages. I'll have frosting on the slip and slide. And your back pills.
I cannot forget those.
Yeah. Roses are red. Violets are great. Tonight I want you to add the plus one to my 68.
You get that right.
It definitely added up. And so happy Valentine's Day, my Patty Whackin' Daddy.
Yes.
Gloria.
Yes. Yes. It sounds like a good night, doesn't it? It's going to be a good night, and it's certainly made for a good morning. Welcome to Phonanigans. This is Tracy and Fizz from KYGO.
Oh, my God.
Love is in the air.
Happy Valentine's Day.
I thought that was so funny. I don't know how that lady keeps it straight and not starts busting up when she's saying all that stuff. Part of the thing is that they try to get her to repeat exactly what she said, and she repeated it. But I had to share that with you guys because I thought that was just too funny. I was cracking it. Yeah. So the back pills, I know. The little blue pills hitting it like an iceberg. I know. I was laughing. It was too funny. Yeah, I'll have to play some more of those when they come up because, oh my gosh, that was just too funny. That girl does that. They both do it on the morning show that I listen to. So I'll have to play those again. So anyway, doing a prank phone call, it was a beat. I know, because, and she does it, and then when some of them, they just start getting, it gets real bad. And then they have to say, oh, this is just a joke. Your mom or your sister or so-and-so had me call, you know, to do this phonanigans on you. And then are your look over your head. The person next to you is the person who called. Yeah, they're fun. I was doing them on Joe. Oh, really? They do them on his show? Oh, that would be so much fun. I would love to listen to that. I have to go. Is that something they do all the time? I'll have to go into his show. The only time I've been in there was Hanny J's birthday. So yeah. Oh, I have to be careful. You have my phone number. I better be careful. You better be nice. All right. Moving on to trending. Oh my gosh, you guys. The Wienermobile. I don't know if you've heard of the Wienermobile. I'm in Canada, but we have a big Wienermobile here in the States. That's been around since I was little because I've seen it twice growing up in kindergarten. And then when my brothers were in kindergarten, well, the Wienermobile, it got its Cadillac converter stolen in Vegas outside of a motel, but a motel. You would think it was out there. Hi, GP man. It was out there for the Super Bowl. You would think since it was doing appearances that it would be staying at a place better than a motel. But maybe it was having a little bit of extracurricular activities on the side. And got its Cadillac converter stolen. And how big is a Cadillac converter on a Wienermobile? Is it the same size or is it bigger? A big wiener. I know. I was laughing. I was like, are you kidding me? Outside of a hotel. Somebody didn't. I mean, it had to have been easy to crawl underneath it. It's huge. The Wienermobile is huge. In fact, it was just here at our local King Soopers, Kroger, whatever you want to call it. Gosh, a couple years ago, it was out in the parking lot, the Wienermobile. And I took a picture of it with it. I'll have to find that picture. Yeah, but they stole the Cadillac converter. I don't know. I mean, you would think by now that besides the person buying the vehicle having to take the extra precautions of getting this special tape and or else having it etched, a number etched into the Cadillac converter. You would think that these places that are buying them and turning them in for money, that they wouldn't be able to turn them in for money. You know, they would be able to be like, nope, can't turn them in. Can't do it. But I don't know. I mean, I even saw videos of them coming in like sports cars in California. They showed a video of, I don't remember what sports car it was, but it was this fast sports car. Pulls up to this other car. They jump out. And then they jump back in the car and took off. I was like, dang, that was quick. And they're in an expensive sports car. It's like, that is just crazy. I don't know. When you get stuff stolen from you and you just feel totally violated, even if it's just something in your car or if it's your vehicle or if it's in your home, it's not a good feeling at all. Hey, say what? You guys have to listen to the beginning of the show because I played a really funny shenanigans that I heard on the radio this morning and it was hilarious. I thought it was funny. We were laughing. Mm-hmm. Miss Gloria did a shenanigans. It was funny. I'll have to play more of those. Had a heart stolen, never again. Oh, GP. I feel ya. All right. So from coming up is going to be Lent. I believe it's next Wednesday, the 22nd. Lent is happening. For all you who do that, Lent is the period of prayer and fasting in preparation for Easter. There's 40 days total. There's actually 46, but they don't count Ash Wednesday. And they don't count some of the Sundays. So it ends up being 40. So that is beginning on the 22nd. And then the 21st is called Shrove Tuesday. It's Pancake Tuesday, in other words. And that's the 21st. And I believe it's because a lot of people don't have the leaven and stuff. They cut all that out of their diets. So they have pancakes on, it's Shrove. Let me see if it'll come up. Come on, Shrove. Well, it says National Pancake Day, but it's Shrove, I guess, for the Catholics. It's called Shrove, which I've never heard of before. But all right. So that's next Tuesday and Wednesday. So Tuesday is the pancake day, so you could eat all that stuff. And then Wednesday is Lent, where you're supposed to give up something, right? You're supposed to give up something that, hi, Blunt Ninja, how are you? You're supposed to give up like something that you love or whatever for 40 days. You know, I guess that's what it's supposed to be. I will look into it when it gets closer. I grew up, my mom raised as Catholic, but we went to church on Sunday and went to catechism and all that kind of stuff, but then it kind of just disappeared in our life. So I will have to look into that, but it begins on Wednesday, the 22nd, and then the 21st, again, will be the Shrove Tuesday or Pancake Tuesday. And then for more food, remember I told you that pistachio cold cream yummy drink? Oh, pistachio is predicted to be the hottest food thing coming in 2023, food trend. This explains the increase in pistachio-laden foods and drinks that are on the way and are already here, like the Starbucks pistachio cold cream. And I remember when I was doing that and I was reading, there you go. Hi, Sonia. Hi, Bam Bam.
Good morning, Pebbles.
Let me turn you up. Hold on. There you go.
I got a food trend for you. We've been doing it for the last little bit, but I've been seeing videos popping up about it recently. It's called a poke cake.
Oh, yes. Okay.
You bake a cake. You try to keep it thin. You take a couple chopsticks and you poke a whole bunch of holes all in it. You make Jell-O. You pour the liquid Jell-O over it and you put it in the fridge till the next day. And the Jell-O absorbs into it, so it turns into like a really super, super moist cake.
Mm-hmm. And do you put whipped cream or anything on the top?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah. And like a 13 by 9 pan, like a longer cake, right?
Well, we do ours on like, we got some bigger ones because of the size of our family, right? But
okay.
But yeah.
But a longer rectangular one instead of round.
Yeah, and my wife has to do 2 packets of Jell-O for ours, not just a single packet of Jell-O.
Yeah, you're a big family. Oh my gosh, guys, it's so easy. It's so, so easy. And whatever flavors Jell-O you like, you can do it with. And it is so good.
Ultimate favorite cake is strawberry shortcake. So when my wife makes it for me, she uses like just a vanilla cake, and then she puts the strawberry Jell-O all in it.
Uh-huh.
And then when you put the whipped cream on top, it's like eating a strawberry shortcake, but without having to deal with strawberry seeds and just the, you know, the texture is consistent.
Yeah. And then it doesn't get all, the strawberries tend to get all mushy too after a couple of days.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. It eliminates basically everything. So you get the flavor and it's just, the texture's there. The whipped cream's there. It's just, it's like, to me at the moment, it's like the perfect cake right now.
Oh, it is so good. And look, BP says he makes a yellow one, pokes it with vanilla pudding, and then crushed pineapple and Cool Whip on top. Yum.
Yeah, we're going to try to do it, and then we're going to do it with a chocolate pudding. We're
gonna try okay.
TJ was asking to see if we could figure out how to do a chocolate pudding poke cake, so we're going to try that next.
That'll work, I'm sure. It's but just the same concept.
Yeah, absolutely. But yeah, it's just you were talking about trends, and that's something that's been popping up on shorts everywhere. And we tried it a little while back, and we love it. So.
Now, have you, I was going to say, because I was talking about pistachio, do you remember, I remember growing up and my stepmom would make like this pistachio. She would make it in a bundt pan, but it had to do with, it had pudding, like a package of pudding in it too. I'm wondering if I have to. Yeah, it was like a pistachio cake, but I remember her putting like a package of instant pistachio pudding in it too. I don't know. I'll have to Google it and see. Banana cake with chocolate pudding and whipped cream.
My wife makes these pistachio cookies, but they're really good, but it's sliced pistachios in it. But yeah, she loves pistachio ice cream. That's why the other day when you were talking about that pistachio thing, I asked if it tastes like pistachio ice cream.
Yeah, no, you know what? I love pistachio ice cream too, but I've gotten it now 3 times at 3 different Starbucks, and each one makes it a little bit different. Like the first one I had, you can barely taste the taste of pistachio. And then when we went yesterday, you could really taste pistachio, and it was so good, this whipped cream. But in order to make it, you have to like blanch. You have to blanch the pistachio so all the skin comes off. And then you have to dry them in the oven because then they soak up water. And then you have to mix it with pistachio oil, which I'm guessing you have to buy online. I've never seen before. But man, it's so good.
Well, when you buy your pistachio oil online, make sure it's made from actual pistachios, not like beaver's toenails or something.
Oh, geez. Don't tell me that one. Is that really? I know. Is that... Watch it. Is that? Are you being on it? Is that really, really? Oh, I don't want to know. I don't want to know.
I still don't understand how somebody discovered vanilla extract comes from beaver butt.
Like, beaver butt goo. I know. And I know. And then I said to BP, whose job is that, you know, to do that? Because that happened to my dog once and he had to have that done. So I'm like, do they just know that it's happening? Oh, no, it's just terrible. I know. It's just
well,
bad.
I know that they wouldn't have invented that in Canada because we would have called it maple syrup.
Oh, my God.
All right, have a great day, my friend. Thank you.
Thank you, Bam Bam. I appreciate it. Bye. That is Bam Bam with the poke cake. Yeah, those are really easy to make and very, very good. Like you said, they're very moist. I know people hate that word, but you know what? How much do you want to describe a cake that is moist? It's just really good. So yeah, those poke cakes are really good. You can do them with anything, like BP said. I think I've had that yellow cake with the vanilla. I know I've had it with the crushed pineapple and Cool Whip, but I'm sure it had that pudding in it too. Yeah, those are yummy. All right. And so with Lent again, Popeyes is kicking off Lent with, it's bringing back, I guess, the shrimp tackle box. And then it also is going to have a fish flounder sandwich, in effort to cater for the people observing Lent. Well, the price has gone up along with everything else. I guess last year the shrimp tackle box was $5 and now it is $7.99. But if you, download the app and have a million apps on your phone, I would only do it if you go there a lot. If you download the app and you order it online, you can get it down to $6 instead of $7.99. And you can get it now through February 19th. Oh, I'm sorry. You can get it, buy one. If you buy a combo, you get a sandwich free through February 19th. You can get the deal through Lent. So, yeah. Oh my goodness. So this list I had, it was funny because BP had brought up, I can't remember what I was talking about. And he said that chocolate on potato chips were good. And I just saved this article and it was 16 old fashioned food terms you'll only hear in the Midwest. And one of them showed the potato chips dipped in chocolate. So I wanted to go over this list because I had no idea there were so many of them from the Midwest. And the first one is the Cincinnati chili, which is the chili on top of a bed of spaghetti on top of a whole bunch of onions and cheese. And I thought, ooh, gross at first years ago until I made it. And it is actually really good. Like BP said, it is. You think of it, you look at it, you're like, what the heck is wrong with this picture? But honestly, red sauce, like spaghetti and red sauce, that kind of Italian red sauce just irritates my stomach. But this, it's nice and hearty for a nice cold snowy day like today. This one, BP, I wouldn't try this one at all. It's called Tiger's Meat. Don't worry. There were no tigers harmed in making this iconic Midwest dish. It says it's a mixture of raw ground beef, a raw egg, and seasonings, and commonly served with crackers. They said it was popularized by German and Russian immigrants that came to the States, such as Wisconsin and South Dakota. But do you eat that? Have you tried it? Don't knock it till you try it. But have you tried it? I don't know. I know. I would seriously have to be able to totally trust that they handled it all correctly. You know what I mean? Like the meat was at the right temperature and the egg and all of that. Because my stomach, man, my stomach doesn't. Yeah, it's not very good with things. The next one, Ozark pudding, named after the Ozark region in Missouri. It says that this dried fruit custard made with nuts is a Midwest delicacy. It looks like it has big prunes in it. I'm not sure, but it looks like a cake, like a flat 13x9, you know, square cake, with prunes and then like a cream on top of it. That's what it looks like steak tartare. Yeah, that's what I kind of thought it would be, that meat one, yeah. All right, so moving on from the Ozark pudding, we'll go to, I had no idea, but I love these ones, Long John Donuts with the maple syrup. And they said sometimes they're filled with custard. Those are most popular in places such as the Midwest, Texas, and parts of Canada. I can see that with it being maple syrup. This was my absolute favorite donut growing up, was the maple Long John. Absolutely my favorite. My mom would take us and that was the one that I would get. Hi, Peter. Good to see you. I love those. And then the next one, I have to say, I've actually never tried this before. Ham salad, like egg salad, but made with ham, or tuna salad, but it's just chunks of ham, pickled relish, and mayonnaise. A lunchtime staple, became incredibly popular in the 20s, it says. People started to make their midday meal at home. It's especially beloved in upper midway places like Minnesota and Michigan. Ham salad. See that? Ham salad sandwich. Give me a ham salad sandwich. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it looks good. This looks like stew, but it's called bouillon. Booyah, I think I'm saying it right. Boo, and then ya, is used to express joy. But did you also know it's a common dish in the Midwest, made from meats, vegetables, and seasonings? This thick stew can take up to 2 days to make. Some people believe the name booyah may have been derived from the word bouillon, which is sometimes to make the base of the dish. Yeah, it looks good. Booyah. Give me some booyah. Now this one, a bumpy cake. This is bringing back deja vu. It looks like a chocolate cake with like Little Debbie long chocolate, you know, those with the cream in the middle on top of it. The name of the bumpy cake may be a bit off pudding, but we can assure you this cake is delicious. It says it started in the 1900s. Michigan-based Sanders Chocolate Company. It's a delicate decadent treat made of devil's food chocolate cake with the bumps on the top of cream, buttercream, and then enrobed in chocolate ganache. Yeah, it looks like a devil's food cake with those two little, like, I don't know. They look yummy. It looks yummy. Can see where all these yummy places you always post, BP. Oh, and I've seen this one, the Juicy Lucy. I swear you've posted a picture of a Juicy Lucy before. If you love burgers and you're headed to the Midwest, try a Juicy Lucy. The delicious twist on the American classic features a thick burger patty stuffed with melted cheese and dates all the way back to the 1950s. It also has pickles. And a ton of grilled onions on it. Oh my gosh, that looks really, really good. I saw you've gotten one at your the place you go to, Breaking Bread. Don't they have a Juicy Lucy? I thought so. Seen pictures before. And now I had no idea. I remember talking about this salad when one of the first shows, the Snickers salad, and I thought it was a new thing. I thought it was just something new on TikTok, but it says, here are two words you never thought would appear together, Snickers and salad, made up of chopped up Snicker bars, Granny Smith apples, whipped cream, pudding. How could you not like that? This unique dish is often enjoyed at potlucks and parties in the Midwest. It joins other traditional Midwest dessert salad as ambrosia, cookie salad, Watergate salad. I've never heard of a cookie salad. I've heard of the ambrosia and I've heard of the Watergate. But again, I completely thought that this was a new thing that was just on TikTok. Yeah, the Minnesota, but we have them all over. Yeah, it really looks good. It looks very sweet. It doesn't look nutritious at all for you, but it does look good. We'll go over a few more of these. Let's see. Now, this looks like a shish kebab, but it's called shizlik. Shizlik, if you're a fan of seared meat, if I'm saying it right, shizlik, C-H-I-S-L-I-C, may just become your next go-to. It says made using deep fried meat that's seasoned and served on toothpicks. This easy to make recipe is often served with hot sauce, seasoned salt, or ranch dressing. Many people believe that shizlik was introduced to the Midwest by John Holdsworth, an immigrant who came to South Dakota from Crimea, I don't know, in 1870s. Shizlik. All right. I want to get to the potato chips. I think they're, oh, Buckeyes. I've heard of these before. Buckeye, like a little candy cookie, made of peanut butter, fudge, and chocolate. Best known in Ohio. It's named after a poisonous nut of the Ohio Buckeye tree, which is the state tree. So don't eat the poisonous nuts. Just eat these ones. This one, too, I've heard of before. Gooey butter cake. Has anybody heard of the gooey butter cake? It's very thin. It's a dense dessert made of butter, sugar, flour, eggs, and topped with powdered sugar. People often enjoy this rich cake, which was accidentally created in the 1930s by a German-American baker with coffee or tea. I can see that. Let me get, oh, there it is. Oh, gosh darn it. All right, so these chippers. Chippers are basically chocolate-covered potato chips that were invented in North Dakota. The best place to get these salt sweet delights are at Carol Widman's Candy Company, where they were first made and popular. So can you buy those like in a bag? Can you get like a bag of those chippers? Like at the store? That would be really good. I would totally do that. Somebody's talking to me. Like the salt and the sweetie salt stuff. It would be so yummy. Yeah, I could totally see that. And the crunchy. Salt, sweet, and crunch. Yep. All together in one. That would be awesome. All right. So I am going to get music ready right now. You're ready to get into a little disco. I want to get into a little disco. I love your home theater. You try them. Thank you, Bam Bam. All right. So the first song that I have on our list today for disco is Ain't No Stopping Us Now, and it's by McFadden and Whitehead. Ain't No Stopping Us Now is a 1979 disco song performed by the American R&B duo McFadden and Whitehead. From their debut album, McFadden and Whitehead, they wrote and produced the song along with keyboard player Jerry Colon. Ain't No Stopping Us Now is about succeeding despite having faced previous disadvantages. Released as the lead single from the album, the song spent a week at number one on the R&B singles chart. It also proved to be a successful crossover hit, peaking at number 13 on the Billboard Hot 100. Here is McFadden and Whitehead with Ain't No Stopping Us Now. Hi, Solid Blue! Get on our roller skates. Thank you, Michelle.
Down, but now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go, and where we'll end up, I don't know.
Oh, I'm looking at him right now, BP. Oh my gosh.
Don't you let nothing stand in your way.
Yeah, you can make them just the way you want them, huh, BP? Hi, Marie. Good to see you. Thank you for coming in. I know you know someone that has a negative vibe. And if you're trying to make it, they only push you aside. They really don't have nowhere to go. Ask them where they're going. They don't know. But we won't let nothing hold us back. That's right. Don't let anybody hold you back. That is McFadden and Whitehead with Ain't No Stopping Us Now off the album McFadden and Whitehead. We are going to move right, dance right on next to the Bee Gees with You Should Be Dancing. This song was number one in the U.S. It hit in September of 1976, becoming one of the biggest disco hits of the era. When the movie Saturday Night Fever hit theaters in December of 1977, the song was used in a famous scene from the movie where John Travolta takes over the dance floor as appropriate choice song for, as since the song is especially about dancing. You Should Be Dancing was included on the soundtrack along with five other songs performed by the Bee Gees. And they said that they had to quit putting their songs on there. They had to let other people go on to it because they had so many songs on that album. Here it is, You Should Be Dancing by the Bee Gees. All right, get your bell bottoms on. Roll your hands. Oh, that sounds so good, BP. Hi, Bonnie. Good to see you. I All right, that is the Bee Gees with You Should Be Dancing, off, of course, the soundtrack to Saturday Night Fever, but also off the Children of the World album, 1976. We're going to move right on to the third song I have on my list today, and it's Young Hearts Run Free. Young Hearts Run Free is a disco song written by David Crawford and originally recorded by American soul singer Candy Stratton in 1976. According to Stratton, the song's genius was a conversation she had with Crawford over lunch in Los Angeles. David Crawford was always asking me what's happening in your life, and I was then with someone I shouldn't have been with, and it was hard getting out of that very abusive relationship. I noticed that he was taking notes, and he said, you know, I'm going to write you a song. I'm going to write you a song that'll last forever. It spent a week at number one on the Hot Soul Singles chart and also peaked at number 20 on the Billboard Hot 100 Singles chart. So here is Candy Stratton with Young Hearts Run Free.
What's the sense in sharing this one and only life? Ending up just another lost and lonely wife. You count up the years, and mine will be filled with tears. Love only breaks up to start over again. And you'll get the babies, but you won't have your man. While he's busy loving every woman that he can. Say I'm gonna leave a hundred times a day. It's easier said than done, when you just can't break away. Oh, young hearts, run free. Never leave her home like my man and me.
Boy, the words to this song are so sad for being so upbeat. No music.
Oh, young hearts, to yourself be true. Don't be no fool when love really don't love you.
Thank you, Peter. Hi, Philip Coffey. Welcome.
Just one crack at life. Who wants to live it in trouble and strife? My mind must be free to learn all I can about me. I'm gonna love me for the rest of my life.
Thank you, Michelle. You're welcome, Philip.
Every time they say, self-preservation is what's really going on today. Say I'm gonna turn loose 1,000 times a day. I've had a turn loose, but I just can't break away. Oh, your heart, run free. You'll never be hung up. Like my man and me.
That was Miss Candy Stratton with Young Hearts Run Free, off her album Young Hearts Run Free in 1976. All right, I'm going to move right on to If I Can't Have You by Yvonne Elliman. This disco classic, If I Can't Have You, was actually written by the Bee Gees as much for Saturday Night Fever soundtrack. The Bee Gees were the first to record the song and used it on the B-side of Staying Alive. But the version in the movie that was released as the A-side single from Yvonne Elliman. At the time, like I had said, the Bee Gees had to farm out some of their songs to other singers because there was way too many of them on this album and on the radio. So Yvonne Elliman got her start as a backup singer for Eric Clapton and performed on many of his 70s hits, including I Shot the Sheriff. This was the song that made her the first Asian Pacific Islander to have a number one hit. She hails from Honolulu, Hawaii. So here's Yvonne Elliman with If I Can't Have You. How are you, my friend?
from no one. I'm surviving every lonely day. When there's got to be no more chance for me, my life won't end. And it doesn't matter how I cry, my tears of love are a waste of time. If I turn away, am I strong enough to see it through? The crazy is what I will do. If I can't help you, I don't want nobody, baby. If I can't help you, oh, oh, oh. If I can't help you, I don't want nobody, baby. If I can't help you, oh, oh.
Hi, Asha! Welcome! Hi, John Gale! Good to see you! We got on our bell bottoms and roller skates this morning. Well, thank you for asking. I hope you are well too. Hope you had a good day yesterday. You got it, Bailey D. You got it, my friend. And that is Ms. Yvonne Alleman with If I Can't Have You off the album Saturday Night Fever soundtrack. We're going to move right on to the fifth song on my list today, and it is going to be December 1963, Oh What a Night by the Four Seasons and Frankie Valli. December 1963, Oh What a Night is the song originally performed by the Four Seasons, written by the Four Seasons keyboard player Bob Goodyear and his future wife Judy Parker, produced by Goodyear. Neither the lead singer Frankie Valli nor the co-writer's wife Judy Parker were thrilled about the lyrics, as Goodyear redid the words and Parker redid the melody until they were all content with the finished product. It ended up being a nostalgic love song, or as Valli put it more bluntly, it is a song about losing your... It says, it's a song about losing your, you know. Okay. Oh, well. I had no idea. I had no idea that's what this song was about. Here's Frankie Valli with Four Seasons on December 63. Oh, what a night. Here we go. I love this song.
What a very special time for me. I remember what a night.
I know I am.
Oh, what a night. The moon no, I didn't even know her name. I would have never gonna be the same. What a lady, what a night. Oh, I got a funny feeling when she walked in the room. Time to call it and it was too soon. Hypnotized and visualizing me. She was everything I dreamed she'd be. Once around the one night.
I leave it to your imaginations.
I felt the rush to smile, my love and all the fun night. Spinning my head around and taking my body down.
It was a good night that night, December 1963. He had a feeling when she walked into the room. Mm-hmm. See? It ended much too soon. That is the Four Seasons with Frankie Valli with December 63. Oh, what a night. Off the album, Who Loves You, 1975. What a lady, what a night. We're going to move right on to the next song on my list today. And it's going to be Blame It on the Boogie. I actually have never heard the song before until I did this list. This was written by Yorkshireman Mick Jackson. He wrote it for Stevie Wonder originally, and he was asked by Global Records Munich to record the track himself. At a 1978 music festival in Cannes, France, it was played for the first time, and a member of the Jacksons' entourage was there searching for tracks. He was amazed by the name and was impressed by the track itself. He secretly taped it and went back to the States so the band could record it as quickly as possible before Mick's version was released. Sneaky Jacksons. There was a race to the release of the tracks. It was called the Battle of the Boogie in the newspapers, and it was the perfect press material. Two Michael Jacksons, two versions of Blame It on the Boogie. The songs were out within days of each other, and it was one of rare occasions in modern day that artists charted the same time with the same song. Some fans preferred Mick Jackson's more soulful version, and others the more up-tempo Jackson's versions. Mick Jackson's version reached the 15 on the UK and number 61 in the US. Here is the Jackson with Blame It on the Boogie. Hi, Jimmy. Welcome. Hey, welcome. Welcome, Q Alberto. Thank you, John. Thank you, Billy D. My neighbor's always missing, and when it feels bad, but I don't get no loving, and that's no lie. We spent the night in Frisco, at every kind of disco. From that night, I give that goodbye. Don't blame it on sunshine. Don't blame it on moonlight. Don't blame it on the good times. On the boogie. Don't blame it on sunshine. Don't blame it on moonlight. Don't blame it on good times. Don't blame it on the boogie. That left the boogie. Oh, thank you, Jimmy. Glad to see you. Spellbound rhythm gets me on my feet. I change my life completely. I sing the night and leave me. My baby just can't take her eyes off me. Don't blame it on sunshine. Don't blame it on moonlight. Don't blame it on good times. Don't you blame it on sunshine. Don't blame it on the moonlight. Has anybody else heard this one before? I just can't. I just can't control my feet. I just can't control my feet. I just can't control my feet. Yeah, I love Michael Jackson though. Yeah. Billy D. You probably won't either. You probably won't. That is the Jacksons with Blame It on the Boogie, my number six disco song for the day off the album Destiny in 1976. We're going to move right on to the next song, which is Love Train, is a hit single by the OJs, written by Kenny Gamble and Leon Huff. the lyrics make a call for unity and world peace, mentioning England, Russia, China, Egypt, Israel, and Africa. Love Train was the first of our big message songs, OJ singer Walter Williams said in an interview. Vietnam was rumbling on and the rich were getting richer, so it was the perfect time to sing about social issues. Sounds like today. Besides the war. Released in 1972, it reached number one on both the R&B singles and the Billboard Hot 100, and number nine on the UK singles chart, was certified gold by the Record Industry Association of America. It was the OJ's first and only number one record on the US pop charts. The song has been considered one of the first of disco music. So here we go. Love Train by the OJ's. Join hands, people. Thank you, Jimmy. Thank you, Solid Blue.
Tell all the folks in Russia and China too. Don't you know that it's time to go home? Let's set this train, keep on riding, riding on through.
Hey, Dee, good to see you. Welcome, AAC, UZBN. Hi, Hobo Chillin'. Jump on the love train, y'all. You're so very welcome, Dee. It's so great to see you. I hope you are well. A little bit of both. That sounds good, VP. All right, that's us. We need to join hands on the love train, and that is the OJ's off the album called Backstabbers in 1972. Wow. All right. We're going to move on to the number eight song on my list today, and it is going to be You're the First, the Last, My Everything by Barry White. White's friend Peter Sterling Radcliffe started writing this as a country song called You're My First, You're My Last, My In Between, but he couldn't get it recorded for 21 years. When White was down on his luck, Radcliffe stepped up and brought his children toys for Christmas, a kindness White didn't forget when he became famous. So when Radcliffe offered him the song, he didn't hesitate to hear it. You're My First, You're the Last, You're My Everything was White's fourth top 10 hit on the US Billboard Hot 100 singles chart, reaching number two. So here is Mr. Barry White with You're the First, the Last, My Everything. Oop, whoop, wrong wing. Wrong one. Here we go.
We got it together, didn't we? We've definitely got our thing.
Hi, Craig.
Isn't that nice? Really, when you really sit and think about it, isn't it really, really nice? I can easily feel myself slipping in more and more ways.
Oh, really, Dean? How cool.
Nobody
has good stories, like they were super nice.
We got it together, baby.
Uh-huh, here we go. Oh, it's okay, Jimmy. I can't. I sing anyway. Sing anyway. Thank you, Solid.
That's what you are.
I know they're lonely. Only one like you. There's no way they could have made two. You're all I'm living for. Your love I'll keep forever. You're the first. You're the last.
I bet he does.
If you
offer
so many things, a love for me only you could bring. Can't you see it? You make me feel this way. You're like a fresh morning dew.
Welcome, EGQIZEY. Good to see you. And ZWPIQYJF. Good to see you. This is Mr. Barry White with Your The First, The Last, My Everything off the album Can't Get Enough in 1974. All right, now we're going to move on to the song I started to play last, and that is You Make Me Feel Mighty Real. You Make Me Feel Mighty Real is the 1976 song by American disco R&B singer Sylvester. It was written by James Warwick and Sylvester and released as the second single from Sylvester's fourth album, Step 2. The song was already a largely popular dance hit in the late 1978. The song was Sylvester's first top 10 hit in the United Kingdom, where it peaked at number 8 on the UK singles chart in October of 78. In 2003, Q Magazine included You Make Me Feel Mighty Real in their list of 1,001 best songs ever. So here it is, Sylvester, with You Make Me Feel Mighty Real.
On the floor, darling, and I feel like I need some more, and I feel your body close to mine, and I know my love gets a
ooh, BP, you just keep making them better and better. Thank you for the like.
Thank you.
That is Sylvester with You Make Me Feel Mighty Real off of the Step 2 album. We're going to move on to a little Diana Ross next on the list today, and that is Love Hangover. This was the first disco hit for Motown Records. Hal Davis, a producer at the label, thought it was time to try disco, so he put together this track, which changed from a relaxed, slow, cool, opening to a rapid up-tempo groove. Diana Ross was not keen on recording a disco song, so producer Hal Davis went out of his way to set the right tone when she recorded her vocals. He scheduled the session at night when Ross was most agreeable. Before sending her in, Davis had Ross relax with a drink of vodka, her liberation of choice. When it came time to record, she kicked off her shoes and got into it, improvising and having a good time. At that point, Ross let out a laugh and made it out into the recording. So here's is Miss Diana Ross with Love Hangover. Ooh, Pringles too. Thank you, Billy D.
If there's a cure for this,
ooh,
I don't want it. If there's a remedy, I'll run from it. Lonely, think about it all the time. Never get it out of my mind, 'cause I love you. I've got the sweetest.
This isn't very dancey. I don't know. I mean, I guess you could roller skate slowly. Oh, here we go. Oh, yes, that's a good one. That is a total, that is a good one. I was just listening. All right. I was just looking for that and adding it to it because that is an awesome one. All right. That is Diana Ross with Love Hangover from her album Diana Ross in 1976. We're going to move on because I just added that song because I love it. The next one I have is Lou Rawls, "You'll Never Find Another Love Like Mine." God, this reminds me of my dad. "You'll Never Find Another Love Like Mine" was written by a legendary songwriter team of Kenny Gamble and Leon Huff. They were the powerhouse producers behind most of what we call today call the Philadelphia sound. They wrote this song specifically for Rawls. The track helped lure Rawls to Gamble and Huff's Philadelphia International label, as he was impressed that they took the time to understand his voice and write something that suit it. Rawls had a bad experience with his previous labels, Capitol and MGM, and was happy to find a good fit with the Philadelphia International. This roller skate rink favorite was also a breakout hit for Lou Rawls, though he'd been releasing singles and charting them for the top 40 for a full decade. This was his first visit to the top 10. And it hit number one in a bunch of different charts, it says. Here's Lou Rawls with "You'll Never Find Another Love Like Mine." It's on here. Yep. I think it's the next one, actually. It is the next one, Bam Bam. Welcome, MUYMGAKG. See you later, Peter. Have a good day.
"You'll never find, as long as you live, someone who loves you tender like I do. You'll never find, no matter where you search, someone who cares about you the way I do. Oh, I'm not packing on myself, baby, but I'm the one who loves you. And there's no one else, no one else. You'll never find, it'll take the end of all time, someone to understand you like I do. You'll never find the rhythm, the rhyme, all the magic we shared, just us two. Oh, I'm not trying to make you stay, baby, but I know somehow, someday, some way,
you're gonna miss my love.
Yes, John, you're a backup singer. Hi, Sarah. Welcome. DP, you got me so hungry now for chips and chocolate. All right, that is a little of the Lou Rawls with "You'll Never Find Another Love Like Mine." Off the album All Things in Time in 1976. We are going to move on to Dancing Queen by ABBA. This was written by ABBA members Bjorn and Benny. According to ABBA's official site, it was conceived as the dance song with the working title Boogaloo. ABBA recorded this about a year before it was released. It was written and recorded about the same time as Fernando, which was chosen as the single instead of Dancing Queen. They knew Dancing Queen would also be a hit, so they held out until the album was released before issuing it as a single. ABBA performed this song on June 18, 1976 at a televised tribute to Queen Silvia and King Gustav of Sweden, who were married the next day. This was the only one of ABBA's 14 U.S. top 40 to hit number one. So here it is, Bam Bam, Dancing Queen. Hi, Philip. Good to see you. Aw, I bet that's cute.
Night and the lights are low. Looking out for a place to go. Where they're playing the fine music. Getting in the swing. Here comes the work of the day. Anybody could see that guy.
I see crushed chips and Cool Whip. Yummy.
And when you get the chance, you are the dancing queen.
Welcome, PBGABDC up. I'm 6-5-R. Welcome. That is Dancing Queen by ABBA off the album Arrival in 1976. We're going to move on because I have a few more to get over on. Let's see. We're going to do this next song, Pick Up the Pieces by Average White Band. In spite of their name, AWB, Average White Band, was the rarest of music species, a band out of Scotland that specialized in R&B funk. This high-spirited instrumental was their signature tune. The Average White Band formed in 1972 and released their first album, Show Your Hand, the following year. After it failed to break through, the group shortened its name to AWB and released a self-titled album in 1974. This song from the album not only broke through, but became a surprise number one hit in the U.S. So here is Average White Band or AWB with Pick Up the Pieces. Hi, Peter. Welcome. Thank you, BT. Got your Rolls Royce coming up next. Thank you, Dee. This is the one everybody got down at the roller rink. Thank you. do you guys think about this fact from yesterday? It said that 85% of Valentine's Day cards are bought by women. I can kind of see that, but I can kind of see that not being the case. I don't know. What do you think? When I was at the grocery store yesterday, the whole aisle was full of guys. The last minute card guys getting them. Can I see guys having, you know, I don't know. I see guys getting a lot of cards. Hi, Ray. Welcome. All right. That is Pick Up the Pieces by the Average White Band off their album AWB in 1974. All right. Well, I don't have anything on any history on this song, just that it is a great disco song. So we're just going to play it, a Rolls Royce car wash. Right, Bam Bam? I think guys, you know, they're like pressured mostly to go get, it's a girl's commercially for girls. So I think guys are the ones getting a lot, most of the car. I don't agree with that one either. But I do agree that women do. I mean, like, I get them for my granddaughter. I got one for Aaron. But I don't know that it's that high. I don't know. But it was funny yesterday. All the guys that wait to the last minute and they were all standing in front of the cards are looking at all the flowers that are sitting out there. Yes, roller skating backers, this one for sure. I think we need to bring roller rinks back. When you got down, when you were like, your butt was on one foot and the other foot was straight out, and you're going around. Some of the work gets kind of hard. This ain't no place to be if you plan on being a star. Let me tell you, it's always cool. And the boss don't mind sometimes if you're at the pool. At the car wash. Yes, D is right. The car wash is from the motion picture of the same name. Richard Pryor had the lead role. Never seen those stop coming. Work and work. Keep those bags and machines humming. Work. Classic movie. Work. I have fingers to the bone. Work. If I can't wait till it's time to go home. Hey, it's your car wash today. Yes. Fill up and you don't have to pay. Come on and give us a play. Seem like simpler times, huh, BP? Simpler times. Thank you, John. Thank you, Dee. Thank you, BP. Thank you, Solid Blue. Appreciate you. Car wash. That is Rolls Royce with car wash. Yep. Man, when times were just so much simpler and life just seemed a whole lot easier than it does now. I don't know. Maybe that for us, I mean, growing up, it seemed a lot easier than it does now, but I don't know. Anyway, yeah, I miss him too. I do too. Thank you guys so much for being here with me today. I appreciate you guys more than you know. I'm going to leave you like I always leave you. If it plays. Be the reason someone smiles today. Let your smile change the world. But please don't let the world change your smile. I love you guys. I appreciate you guys so, so very much. thank you again for being here and your ongoing support. I think John might be coming up next. Solid Blue usually has a show in the afternoon. Watch for her. Anybody else, pop it up in the chat if you're going to be having a show. Thank you, Billy D. Thank you, D. I appreciate you guys. Thank you, and have a good Johnson. Yes. 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 Good day. Love you. Bye.